Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. I'm here with Brandon Pratt.
Good morning.
Representing with the swag.
Yeah, thank you, Joey, for my Gloucester fishing
nice
apparel here. It fits great. It's perfect for these cooler mornings.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson not to play at golfing, though. I think it means I should start fishing instead of golfing anymore.
You gotta stop fishing.
I gotta start fishing.
You're in a fishing town.
That's right.
We're using the new setup here with the iPad, but Brandon is here because something personally affecting me and my wife Caitlin. We had our insurance for a while, homeowners insurance, and we got a notice that the insurance carrier was just pulling out of Massachusetts. You're going to explain this a little bit better.
A little more. Yep.
But like, it wasn't anything to do with financial. It wasn't anything to do with missing a payment. It was whoever was carried in this certain location, they're just not going to insure people anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
And from what I understand, we're not alone.
Not at all.
Your phone is ringing off the hook. Why don't you explain exactly what happened, so that I don't.
Sure, absolutely. So I, as most people know, I do mortgages. I help people buy houses and refinance, and you know, you're one of my clients. So I tell people if they ever have an issue with their insurance or taxes or anything, just to contact me. So Joey contacted me and said, hey, I got a letter from my insurance carrier and my agent that they're no longer going to cover my house. And what do I do? And I said, well, I happen to have my insurance license because the mortgage process requires people to get homeowners insurance, and I like to be well-versed in that industry. So I do help my clients get access to homeowners insurance, and we shop it around. So I told you that I would do the same, find out what's going on with your property. Why can't you get coverage and what we can do to get around that? What happened is you're pretty close to the ocean where you live. You're not on the ocean, but you're pretty close. A lot of homeowners insurance carriers are leaving coastal markets because of wind threats.
Right. Not water.
Yeah. Water's covered under flood insurance. So that's different. They don't think waves are going to come crashing into your house.
Yeah.
I explained that to you. It's not an elevation thing. It's not waves. It's proximity to the ocean. And now all these tropical storms and hurricanes that are coming up the coast, which, you know, this is Ophelia making her second round right now. Mm-hmm. This is the same tropical storm kicking around and devastated New York City yesterday with 8 inches of rain.
Wow.
You know, a lot of the highways in New York City were flooded. LaGuardia Airport flooded out. Those events would not be covered primarily under homeowners insurance, but flood insurance.
I get
so your issue was coastal proximity and wind.
Like anybody that was covered by that carrier, they're poof. And what I was told was I was going to be placed in
the Massachusetts FAIR plan. If there is no access to markets for insurance of your house, Massachusetts has an insurance fund set up, and it's primarily for coastal communities. Again, Cape Cod is one of the places that uses this program the most, where they will provide you insurance when no other carrier will provide homeowners insurance. It's not quite as robust. It's more expensive, and it's the last option for people if they are getting denied coverage. But the good news is they can get coverage.
Right. We were going to be covered, but our premium was almost going to double.
Yep.
And my coverage was going to be less. So Brandon, who is a rock star, I mean, he's refinanced the house a couple of times.
Yep.
And we swear by his service. His rates were the cheapest, and then B, like, just like white glove service.
Yeah. I want to talk about these things with people's homes. Like, it doesn't just have to be mortgage related.
Yeah.
You know, homeowners insurance is something that happens every year. mortgage rates in the twos doesn't happen too often. Right. So in order to keep in touch, I like to talk to people about what's really going on with their homes.
So I actually called you because I know that you're very involved in the real estate market. You talk to a lot of people, and I called you not actually even knowing
right
that you had insurance background.
Yeah, I don't generally promote it. Yeah.
Right. So I was like, but I value your financial advice. So I called you, said, you know, Brandon, I says, you know, I know you have some properties and stuff. Like, who would you advise I talk to about this problem? Because the person I was with,
yep,
they said, you know, we don't have anything else for you currently. You have to go elsewhere.
You have no choice. Yeah.
I mean, or you could get into this fair plan with this, but you know, crazy rate, and then, like, and I don't really have exposure. We're not on the water.
No, not on the water.
You know, like, I'm not concerned. I wasn't even concerned about that part of it.
No, that's not the issue.
And he said, well, why did you call me? I says, well, because I value your financial advice. He goes, well, did you know that I'm also insurance?
Yeah.
I'm like, I go, really? I didn't. I go, this is fortuitous because I know your service is exemplary on the mortgage side of it. And if you know, we could work together on finding a solution for this. So why don't you take it from there?
Yeah. So I said, absolutely can help. What I do is I work with other agencies in the area, in which we send it out and we try to get a quote. We try to find everybody. I know a bunch of different agencies. And what we do is we get everything back. We spray the whole market to see what we can get, what the best coverage is. And then, you know, we also, a lot of times with homeowners insurance, look at the auto insurance because bundling is an important aspect of it as well. If you have to go into the fair plan, your bundle discount goes away. Because they don't do auto insurance too. So we want to get it out to as many places as possible to make sure that we have the best coverage and the best price. And in your case, because of your proximity to the water, you did have to go into the fair plan, but we did get multiple quotes on that policy, and the prices varied. And I don't quite understand why, because we ended up where you went had the lowest premium with the highest coverage. So I wasn't quite sure. So why those prices change between different agencies, but I'm glad that we went to different agencies to make sure we got the best price.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the fair plan, it's going to be the same apples to apples, what agency you go to. So for me, I just send it to the other agencies that I work with. They all quote it out and get back to me. And then we pick the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's real money.
It is real
money. It is substantial amount of money. Yeah.
So if you escrow for your homeowner's insurance with your mortgage and you're paying X amount of money, then all of a sudden it doubles. Well, guess what? Your mortgage payment's now going to go up because your escrows are going to be deficient because they're going to make the difference on the balance of last year's policy and the new one. And then they need to increase it for the next year to catch up. So your mortgage payment can go up by $200-$300 a month if you go into a different type of program like this. So it's, you know, not only does it affect the insurance, but again, it goes right back to that mortgage portion where it can affect your payment as well.
Yeah. So the moral, so I believe that there are a lot of people that are probably getting these notifications.
Yeah.
And
you were not the only one that contacted me that week.
Right.
About that issue.
Right.
There are many other clients of mine that are dealing with it as well.
So if you know anyone, I mean, I get I got Brandon's email address and cell phone number there.
Yeah.
And he's very responsive as well. He's taken calls from the golf course from me.
Soon to be fishing.
That's right. But it's as simple as that. If you know anybody that's in this situation, if you know anybody that is facing a really jacked up in homeowners insurance, it doesn't cost you anything.
It's free, free to shop it around. No obligation.
Yeah.
Yep. I just need the pages of the declaration. It's about 2 to 3 pages with what you have. And then just a couple bits of personal information. And then I'm on my way. You give me a few days and I'll be back to you.
Literally, I think it was maybe 2 minutes of my time. And it was real money.
Yeah, I take care of the people that I deal with. I send it over to them. I explain what's going on. They handle it. I'm not the one quoting. I have other people that are doing all that work in the background. And then I just come back to you saying, hey, I talked to everybody that I know in this area who's doing the coverages. And you may go to one agency, may go to another one. You know, my job is for mortgages. But again, I like to provide this extra white glove service with homeowners insurance. A lot of times when people buy houses, I'm like, hey, did you contact your homeowners insurance agent yet? You're closing in 10 days. They're like, no. I'm like, They're like, geez, I'm too busy. I can't do it. I go, do you want me to take care of it? Yes. Okay. All right. I will send your profile out to the other agencies and they'll get back with a quote.
And you can feel rest assured that you're going to get a very, very competitive rate on all cases, insurance, mortgages, all that.
Yep.
I know I speak for myself. We have a lot of good friends that have been turned on to Brandon and all say the same thing. They thank us at the end of the day for contacting you.
I appreciate that.
So there's that. Anything else to talk about?
Nope. Yeah. I think that's
pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. If you're in trouble, you want to get it shopped around, you should shop your homeowner's insurance every 2-3 years anyways. You'll notice the prices are going up. The other thing is, make sure you have enough coverage. Let's take a look at those declaration pages. I know one of the things that we did is I'm like, hey, are you comfortable if your house is destroyed with this amount of money to rebuild?
Right.
With the price of lumber,
that. Because you may have, I did this with my previous insurance company. You know, we based it on when we bought our house 6 years ago, we based our insurance on that number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I went to Kate, says, there's zero chance that we replace this house at that price.
Yeah.
I says, I believe it's short money to
increase the dwelling limits. Yeah, that's correct.
The dwelling limit.
That's fair. Because you got your base rate. Then if you just increase your dwelling coverage, it just goes up slightly.
Yeah. I mean, $100, couple hundred bucks. And if your house burns down, I feel like that insurance, out of all the insurances that I have, I feel really good about the coverage on my homeowners.
Right. Yeah. And then you don't have to insure land either, which is around here a lot more valuable in times versus the house. So we have to take that into consideration too.
Yeah.
And the other thing is guaranteed replacement coverage. Does your policy include that? The FAIR plan doesn't allow it. So we really need to make sure that those dwelling limits are sufficient in case the house is destroyed. And if you have a regular policy and you don't have guaranteed replacement coverage, which means no matter what, when your house is destroyed, they'll rebuild it the same way it existed. That's what guaranteed replacement coverage is. So that's another very important part of the homeowner's insurance too.
Videotape your insides. Videotape all your stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And
good idea.
Any, right? Any records that shows what your house looked like prior to damage will help you in your claim. The insurance company, when you submit a claim, their first offer back to you is not going to be very good.
Yeah.
And they do that on purpose. So you need to have evidence. You need to go back to them. You need to get a public adjuster. Public adjuster is who you would want to call to have them work on your behalf to fight the insurance carrier. I'll use a personal scenario that I did 2 years ago. We had a pipe in our bathroom upstairs leak, like a little pinhole prick. And over time, it went down the walls and then it went into the floors and our hardwood floors. We're like, what is that? Then all of a sudden, the floor started buckling. We got the plumber in there to fix it immediately, but we took all these pictures and videos before they did it because you need to fix it immediately.
Mm.
Okay. You can't wait for the insurance company to come or adjuster to come because then you're not minimizing the damage. You're contributing. So you really need to get it fixed right away. So we took pictures, we got the plumber over, and then when they came, they took a look at it, came back with this crazy quote. So we hired a public adjuster who will work on your behalf to say, hey, no, these floors all need to be replaced. You can't take 9-year-old floors and try to match them with brand new Bruce, floors. Right. That's not going to work. And what about the mold and the water seeping down there?
Right.
We got to take all these walls out. We got to put in new insulation. So they offered me $18,000 initially on my claim. The public adjuster will work on 10% on what he recovers for you. So you want to make sure you're aware of that. He submitted a claim back for $110,000. We ended up settling at $65,000.
Wow.
Which was sufficient to get everything we needed to done.
Thank goodness.
The public adjuster went high, knowing that they'd probably meet someplace in the middle.
Wow. Then they know. And they know how to do it.
Yeah. So I got $50,000 more than what they initially offered me by just hiring a public adjuster. So the insurance is a game, just like everything. Their job is to not pay claims, and they're very good at not doing that.
Oh, yikes. That's great to know.
Yeah.
Public adjuster.
Public adjuster.
And you have people.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with a lot of plumbers. I work with a plumber, a very good friend of mine. I work with pretty much any home-related industry, glass people, gutter people. Multiple gutter companies are my clients and friends. Mm-hmm. Pretty much any, general contractors, just about anybody in the home remodeling. And a lot of times I can get them to go up pretty quickly as well.
Great. All right. There you go. Brandon Pratt, my guy.
Thank you, Joey.
Wait. I got to give you this one because I would be remiss if I did. He gets the triple banana rating. Oh, he can't get, there's nothing better than, he's not just bananas. He's bananas.
Triple bananas.
Yeah, triple banana rating. That's the highest it goes.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so
much.
So you got that call for you, which is nice. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for Look forward to hearing from you. Yeah. Thank you, Joe, as always.
All right, brother. Boom.
Little town with big news. 411, come get to school. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. Good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you.